Ending the year with depressing news is frankly depressing. I would like to share with you four stories that gave me hope. I hope they will you too. These stories illustrate our need to stay connected, to offer help to others, to understand that we must work together if we're going to get out of this mess. First, I want to tell you about Melinda and Bill Gates Philanthropic. In 2018, they pledged $3 billion for projects around the world. $1 billion for malaria eradication, another $1 billion investment in clean air energy startups. And remember those teacher strikes? Well, they contributed $1 for every $2 that were contributed for school supplies. The foundation also introduced an innovative toilet and launched a global commission on adaptation to enable discussions about climate change. Because they know too well that people living in poverty face the greatest challenges in the face of extreme climate events. That's number one. Next, I want to tell you the story about Judith Jones, a retired chemist, 80 years old, and Carolyn Kenyon, a retired psychoanalyst, 70 years old. Together, they raised $12,500 to pay off a portfolio of $1.5 million worth of medical debt for 1,284 New Yorkers with no strings attached. People that benefit from this earn less than twice the federal poverty level, or whose debts amount to more than 5% of their assets, or who face insolvency. Knew such a thing existed.